The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have long ago repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. As for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to the heavens? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel reading certainly needs some reflection, some exegetical insight. Let me look at the towns that are mentioned here first. Chorazin, there is nothing in the scriptures to record that Jesus ever performed any signs at Chorazin. Today, Chorazin is merely, there are no buildings, there's nothing there except archaeological digs. It's well identified, but there's nothing there today, just archaeology doing some digs. It's near Capernaum and near Bethsaida on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee. Tyre and Sidon, they're way up there in Lebanon. Well, some of you have been to Mount Carmel, up at Haifa, just 20 miles north of Haifa into Lebanon is where Tyre and Sidon is, and they were considered pagan, alien cities, kind of sinful places. Of course, Capernaum was the hometown of Jesus. You will remember that when he was rejected at Nazareth, he never went back there. He moved to Capernaum. And he did miracles at Capernaum. That's where he cured Peter's mother-in-law. Remember that, Capernaum? He also drove out demons in the synagogue there at Capernaum. So, yes, there are miracles done at Bethsaida. Bethsaida, the hometown of Peter and Andrew, a fishing village very close to Capernaum. I only remember one miracle that Jesus did at Bethsaida. And that's an interesting miracle. It's in chapter 8 of Mark. And it's the only miracle in all four Gospels which happens gradually. It's kind of interesting. Most miracles happen instantly, but not the one at Bethsaida. There's a man who is blind. He anoints his eyes, and he says, "Can you see?" And he says, "I can see people, but they look like trees." And then he anoints his eyes again, and then he sees. Now, there's a teaching in that we don't have time to reflect on, but now, the notion of woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, and so forth, woe is not a good translation of the Greek. The Greek word is way, in our English letters, O-U-A-I, way, and that means alas. It means there's a certain sadness and a certain compassion in it. Now that you have not seen the miracles and you haven't seen these things, bad things will ultimately happen to you because you have not known the time of your visitation. And now you'll find this in the 19th chapter of Luke's Gospel, which is a favorite place for all pilgrims who go to the Holy Land. There's a beautiful chapel on the Mount of Olives overlooking the city of Jerusalem called Dominus Flavit. The Lord wept, Dominus Flavit. And that's from Luke chapter 19, where Jesus weeps over Jerusalem. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if only you had known the time of your visitation. But now that you didn't, great destruction will happen to you. The same sentiment that you find here in this reading today. There's a certain sadness about it, a certain compassion, a certain prediction that when you don't know the time of your visitation and you don't listen to God revealing in the messianic Jesus, somehow your life will be chaotic. Your destiny will be dark. So keep that in mind. It's meant to be a statement that we are called to know the revelation of God. We are called to know the time of visitation. Every one of us, today, now, somehow God is revealing to us. Could be your pain, it could be your struggle, it could be your good fortune, it could be your joy. But there's some moment now which is a moment of visitation where God speaks to you. It's very important to be conscious of that. When you journey through this day, get this sense that you look at the beauty of creation, you say, wow, God is saying something to me. When you consider the people who love you and forgive you, say, wow, God is teaching me. So keep this in mind. Look for moments where you say, wow, it's important to see this, because if you don't, you might become angry, or you might become depressed, or you might feel vindictive, or whatever it is. You'll be disturbed. That's the teaching here. When you bring it down to the present moment in your life, Jesus says to us, alas, alas, if only you had known how I was teaching you. I was speaking to you. I was revealing to you, but you didn't see it. And when you didn't see it, you missed something very important. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.